in the first Sunday of Lent, we talk about the temptations of Jesus at the desert and about our own temptations and how to avoid evil following the example of Jesus. In this liturgical year, St. Mark mentioned the topic, but he doesn't go into details and focus most in the proclamation done by Jesus at the beginning of his public ministry. This is the time of fulfillment of all promises. Repent and believe in the gospel. Here is the main call of the Lord to us as we begin this journey of Lent, to realize and to be aware that in Jesus all promises are fulfilled. To know and believe in the gospel as the good news he came to proclaim to us, to open ourselves to the salvation he offers to those who believe and follow him. To live in our life the good news we announce and proclaim, knowing that he came to reveal the great love of mercy, the great love and mercy of the Father. He came to save us, not to condemn us. To get out of the comfort zone of our faith and find out what God is asking from us today. Because also, as we get in our life comfort zones, we also get comfort zones in our faith. We are happy with the status quo. We don't want something, nothing new. We just want to be there in the circle. And Jesus offered us this holy time to break that circle, to get out of that comfort zone of our faith, and to put in the hands of Jesus our hopes, dreams, and desires. How can our faith in Jesus help us to obtain and to make reality those hopes, dreams, and desires? This is the time of fulfillment. Then he continues saying, repent and believe in the gospel. To hear the call for repentance, knowing that repentance, it is a process of conversion, a process that by own experience is not automatic. It's not like the microwave that you put the popcorns there and tick, 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 1 minute and it's done. Conversion is not like that. It will be good to be like that, but it's not. It's not automatic. It requires sincere effort It requires humility. It requires commitment. And of course, the help of the grace of God. Repentance is a way to go back to Him, to God, and to renew the covenant. That is also central in our liturgy today, to remember our own covenant with God, and to renew the covenant between Him and us, as He did with Noah and his descendants. At Easter, we will have the opportunity to renew our faith, to renew the covenant that we have sealed with Him since the day of our baptism. That day, we will renew our baptism. As St. Peter say in the second reading, baptism was prefigured in the days of Noah. Are we willing to live that process of conversion, or at least to begin the process in this land? Are we living our covenant? How are we living our covenant with God? How is our relationship with Him? What do we need to renew in our life? And how are we going to do it, that renewal? What are you expecting from this season of Lent that may help us to go closer to God? And knowing that love and truth are the ways of the Lord to those who keep His covenant, we dare to ask Him today to make known to us His ways, to teach us His paths, to guide us in His truth, to remember us in His kindness and compassion, to help us to be humble, to recognize our sins, and look for His forgiveness and pardon, to take us out of the comfort zone of our life and faith, and to be committed in a real process of conversion and renewal in this season of Lent. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.